You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Morgan Springer. This summer on IPR, we're hearing studio sessions with musicians in northern Michigan. Today on the show, a polka band from the Alpena area, Judy and her Suchy brothers.
Can you hear them, Jude, or not?
No, I don't hear you much.
There are polka bands across the country, particularly in the Midwest, in Chicago, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Michigan. Where there are Polish-American communities, there is usually polka music and dance. Judy and her Suchy brothers started when they were just kids. Judy is the youngest Suchy sibling, and originally she wasn't in the band.
And everybody looked at me. I was like 7. And they said, hey, Jude, you got to pick up an instrument. What do you want to do? Well, I said, I have 5 brothers. They drive me nuts. I want to play drums. So it's been history ever since that. I took right over. I started my first gig at about 7 and a half. At 8, I was full-time and have been that way ever since.
Before all 6 kids got on stage to perform, Jim Suchy says their parents would make sure all disagreements were left behind.
You had a thing called a bull session where if you had a problem, which happens in all families, you sat all around the table, everybody had to shut up, one person got his whole say and got to say everything, and you got it all out because that's where you left it. It wasn't no place for it on the bandstand, there was no place for it. You know, we're out there for fun.
While the Suchy kids were having fun, they say their mother was home worrying about them.
All 6 of her kids would get up and leave to go play jobs. And we would all pack into a van with all our equipment and hit the road. And I mean, classic for us, we would leave on and play like in Cleveland on Friday night, Pottstown, Pennsylvania on Saturday, and like New London, Connecticut on Sunday. But until she heard us come back home, she didn't sleep. Because, hey, you're taking a chance of the whole family one shot, you know.
Yeah. And my dad, he was amazing. He kept us in tune. He kept us in rhythm. And he always bought us pizza. When we'd come home, we had that pizza sitting there. And we'd go to sleep on a full belly.
Judy and her Suchy brothers played at IPR Studio last week before they headed over to perform at the Cedar Polka Festival. The band has been playing together for 45 years.
We have my brother Bob Suchy playing on saxophone. We have my brother Mike on playing trumpet, Mike Suchy. We have my sister Judy Suchy on the drums. Myself, Jim Suchy, on the accordion. We have our adopted uncle, Uncle Al Zidane, on bass. And we have our utter brother from another mutter, Mr. Steve Gwasp, all the way from Lansing, on trumpet.
And what song are you going to play for us first?
Well, I think we're going to do the Ugamushka Polka for you. It's an old country song. A lot of people that remember the old country and western type song would probably remember this song.
Thank you.
babushka you. And then I'll take her hand in mine and set her on my knee. Those gals along Lake Huron are good enough for me.
So you play traditional Polish wedding songs and old folk songs, and you write your own songs, and you've been doing it for nearly 50 years, which is amazing. I'm wondering what polka is about for you, what it means to you.
It's about the fun and the life and the energy, because it's a very uplifting music.
Yeah, you guys look so happy while you're playing. The listeners can't see it, but you look so happy. Do you ever get sick of it?
No. I guess it's, you know, when they say the family that plays together stays together, and it's just in your blood. So you don't even think about it. You just do it.
And it's also a getaway. For me, when I'm doing my day job, my regular job, I look forward to going and playing the music because it's totally different. It takes me away somewhere to where I'm having a blast.
You'd consider yourselves Polish American, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Do either of you speak Polish?
I don't speak. I know words. We know phrases. But our grandparents spoke Polish. My mother, my parents spoke Polish. So when we got swore at, we knew what they were saying.
Dzień dobry. Dziękuję. Yes.
Are those the swear words?
No.
Oh. No. I'm being nice.
What are you saying?
I'm saying good day. Thank you.
Polka is first and foremost a dance, and there's a pretty standard rhythm. Can you talk about that rhythm just for a second?
Yeah, a standard polka rhythm is 2-4 would be something like. But then again, you know, the traditional polka players and concertina players would be playing more like.
So the dance step, how does that go?
Well, we do the Polish hop.
Okay.
Yep. And so you hop 2-3. You just do a lot of bouncing, a lot of skipping with the bounce. It takes a lot of practice, but it's awesome too, and a lot of exercise.
Well, that's the other thing that's fun about the festivals and the dancing, because you have people that do the traditional polka. You have the fancy dancing, which is with all the twirls and the spins and all the moves that the old disco stuff had. That's all done to polka music. So when you go to these festivals, you see everybody, and the music is so contagious that you have people, they don't know how to dance at all. They're out there having a blast. It's great.
Will you guys send us out with one more song?
I think we can.
And what are you going to play?
My Sweet Mary, or the Maryska Moja Polka.
Judy and her Sechi brothers play in Michigan year-round at festivals, weddings, casinos, and more. You can hear the music they performed in Studio A at interlochenpublicradio.org. I'm Morgan Springer. Tune in next week for the next session of our summer music series here on IPR News Radio.